as we know, in yesterday it was discussed that in the Islahi Jalsa, one of the objects is that the five branches of deen we must bring into our life have concern that I am a Muslim, but how much of Islam is in my life? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in the Quran, Allah ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. Enter completely into Islam. So Islam means a whole way of life. Our aqaid, our beliefs must be correct, as it mentioned last night. Our ibadat, formal acts of worship, mu'amalat, our monetary dealings, mu'asharat, social etiquette, and our akhlaq and character. When all of these are found within a person, then your iman and Islam will be correct. So yesterday we discussed the beliefs, so today inshallah we will discuss the second point, which is ibadat. Every one of us must look now that these qualities are within us or not. The first one is salat. The most important aspect in a Muslim's life is salat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the first thing to be questioned for on the day of Qiyamah will be salat. If it is correct, proper, the other acts will also pass as proper. If salah is found to be spoiled, all the other acts will fail. As the hadith says, the salat is the key to Jannah. The distinguishing factor between kufr and iman is the neglect of salat. So remember that just performing salat is not sufficient. In the Quran, Allah says, iqamat salah, perfection of salah. Not just I read my salat, but have I got perfection in my salat? This means that one should be vigilant with regards to his salah and all the acts necessary acts related to salah. Example, a person must know the masail of salat firstly. My tajweed must be correct. I am reading my salat at the correct time. For men, I am reading my salat with jamaat. And outwardly, there is tranquility in a person's salah, inward concentration, and we have to continuously make an effort upon this. So then, a person who has got this concern within himself, my salat is not perfect as yet, I have to continue bettering my salah. And Joylat Qurratu Aini fi salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the coolness of my eyes is in salah, they have to come to such a level. So always you have to continue making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a dua in the hadith, Allahumma inni as'aluka tamam al-wudu wa tamam al-salah. Oh Allah, I ask you for a perfect wudu and I ask you for a perfect salah. So it means a person has to continuously try to get perfection in his salah. So this is the first thing. Second thing is zakat. 2.5% every year we must pay on our money. We have to ask the muftis, the masail I mentioned in great detail. Like is that salah, zakat is a fundamental of Islam. Many ayat of the Quran Sharif command the paying of zakat. And there are many warnings of dire punishment for refraining from paying zakah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith that the one who pays zakat on his wealth, he has purified his wealth. From narrations we learn that zakat is farz, it's compulsory upon a people. And if you don't pay zakat, it results in calamity and misfortune settling over one. The calamity in this dunya is our money will become less. There won't be barakat and blessings in there. You will have famine, drought, or flood. This is because of not giving zakat in this dunya. And in the year after, the punishment for not paying zakat is the fire of Jahannam. And in the grave also, it will turn into a snake or whatever, surround a person, it will bite a person. So great harm for a person who has not paid his zakat. And besides zakat, there are other rights of wealth also. For example, fulfilling the rights of our family members, looking after our masajid, our madrasas, and other religious causes. People are in dire straits. We've given our zakat already. It doesn't mean that's sufficient. In other ways also, we have to look for it. So these are some of the rights of a person and a person's wealth. The person has to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third thing is our fasting. Fasting in the month of Ramadan from morning till evening, abstaining from eating, drinking and fulfilling one's sexual desires from dawn to sunset. And they say weakness in one's iman and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strengthened by fasting. In hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every person has a zakat to pay and the zakat of the body is fasting. So zakat purifies our wealth, fasting purifies the body, spiritually and physically. According to how much of sincerity a person has when he's performing fasting, how he looks after his eyes, his tongue, his ears, his lungs, his heart, his thoughts, and his stomach from sin, so much more beneficial the fast will be. So this is one thing also, fasting in the month of Ramadan, but just not only have outward fast, we are just staying away from eating, drinking, but staying away from sins also during the month of Ramadan to get the full benefit. Then Hajj, once in a lifetime a person must make Hajj, it's for us, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah has given him the means. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you pass away, you did not perform Hajj, then let him die if he wants to as a Jew or a Christian. He had the wealth, he didn't go for Hajj, die as a Jew or a Christian. Similarly, to perform Umrah once in a lifetime is Sunnah and Muakkadah. To visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara is an act of great act of worship and a means of great blessings and benefits. Allah has given him wealth, he should try at least minimum once in his life to go for Umrah and to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Hajj that is farz once in a person's life. Then another act of ibadat is qurbani in the time of Eid. Ulama write, even such a great act of worship, even if it is not farz upon a person, but one must try his hardest to fulfill this great ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tilawat of Quran Sharif. Daily we should try to make an effort to read Quran Sharif. A bare minimum of 2 khatam should be made yearly. Bare minimum. Ideally, a non-hafiz should make 1 khatam every month. 1 para every day. 1 juz every day, inshallah. In 1 month, he should try to read 1 khatam of Quran. And a hafiz should try to make a khatam every 10 days. So if you read 3 paras a day, 3 juz a day, inshallah, you will finish 1 khatam every 10 days. And in a month, 3 times. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most virtuous act of worship from a ummah is the recitation of Quran Sharif. And this actually strengthens a person's iman. It benefits a person very greatly. It protects a person from many, many fitnas and evils. Once Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, O Nabi of Allah, soon there will be many fitnas and trials and tribulations. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, O Jibreel, what's mal makhraj? What's the way of coming out of this year? He said, Kitabullah, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll hold firm onto the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will be saved from many fitnas and trials and tribulations and evils. So our tilawat of Quran Sharif daily, which Mawlana mentioned also. Similarly, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Make a dhikr of Allah in great abundance. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you will be successful. Daily we must take out some time to engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will create life in a person's actions and save him from many evils and problems. Then following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every action of ours, our eating, our drinking, our sleeping, our bathing, our relieving ourselves, our fulfilling our desires with our wife also. We have got the sunnah lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our marriage, our funerals. And the more closer we come to his beloved lifestyle, the more successful we will be in this world and the year after. And finally, calling towards righteousness and prohibiting evil, amr al-ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there must always be one jamaat, it comes in the Quran Sharif, one jamaat calling people towards righteousness and preventing from the evil, and they are the successful ones. One hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if people become involved in sin, and amongst them there are people who are able to stop them but do not do so, then very soon Allah Ta'ala will send a general punishment over all the people. Even the pious people will make dua, Allah will not remove except the dua of those people. May Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. So when sins are taking place, especially open sins, we should go make dua for those people, try to stop them from the sins, encourage them. As Hazrat mentioned many times, that our habit is if somebody is doing wrong, we discuss with the whole town. Everybody will discuss with. But the person who is in the problem, we won't go to speak to that person. Or we won't ask somebody else to speak to him. But we'll make hebert and backbite with everybody else about that person. But that person himself, no one goes forward and corrects the problem. So this also is a very important command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the duty of every Muslim, subject to Shari'i rules, to command righteousness and prohibit evil. There are rules also for Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahi al-Munkar. Ulama have written, especially Mawlana Abrarul Haqqa rahmatullahi alayh, the kitab written on Amr al-Ma'ruf, the etiquette of da'wah, of tabligh. There are certain laws of Shari'ah, you must find out those laws. And every one of us, it is our duty and responsibility also. Finally, an important note here. Before engaging in a lot of nafal actions, the qadha of all past salat, fasting, zakat, qurbani must be fulfilled. Many years, we changed our life, we went in jamaat, we came to the khanqa, we changed our life. But I've got 5 years of salat. I'm not reading that, I'm reading tahajjud every day, ishraq, chas, awabin. But my first salat, which I haven't fulfilled, I haven't started making qadha of the day. So that's the first duty of a person, because we are liable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we missed so many years before. We have to try and cover it up. Whatever was not discharged in the past must be done, as it still remains a responsibility on one's head. And finally, the last point mentioned here is a person should not suffice on mere performance of these actions. I did the action. An effort must be made to create life and soul in these actions. The object of these actions is connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this connection and perfection of actions is acquired in the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the company of the righteous. So a person has to continuously make an effort. I'm doing these actions, but is there any soul in them? Is there any ruh in them? Am I getting the full benefit of them? So a person has to continuously progress. This is what actually ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq to make amal.